Joyful Blessings, this is Kaylin Castell with a look at the last week, week number 4 of August 2014. And we begin this week with the sun entering Virgo. It happens every year around this time. Sometimes it's on the 22nd, sometimes it's on the 23rd. We do have 365 and one quarter days for a solar cycle. So when the sun comes back to a certain point, like a zero point, or you know, your solar return, it's not always at the exact same hour and minute that it was the year before. It's not, in fact, it's rare that it is that. There's certain times, maybe in a cycle of 33 years, it will come back to a very closely to that point. But the sun will enter Virgo at 9:46 p.m. on the 22nd. And, of course, begins a 30-day journey through that seasonal sign. So as the sun enters Virgo, it is with the star Regulus. You may remember that I said in week 2 that the star Regulus is now at zero Virgo. So this means that whenever the sun is entering Virgo, it is also with Regulus, the heart of the lion. And if we remember, if we take time to think about the sun, its job is to illuminate and to help illuminate the light codes that are connected to Regulus. So we may have an opportunity to get a very direct download from the mysteries of the heart of the lion that include how do we love ourselves and how do we do that in a sacred way, especially now that Regulus is also working with the Virgo energy, the patterning of life, the sacred pattern, and these patterns that are connected to the above and the below, how the planets are moving through the sky, what stars they're connecting with, what's happening in the different seasons, and how do we work with that consciously to be co-creators, to work with co-creating with great mystery. It is our job to do that. In fact, without us, it's like the great mystery doesn't have, it's not complete in how it, what it has to offer and to move through and to, you know, find its expression through and to see how it, what's the mystery. It's like if you sat down in front of a blank canvas with your paints, or maybe if you only had one color of paint, you could only paint, you know, one possibility or a very limited possibility. But if you have a whole palette of different colors, then you have much greater possibility. And the painting may start out as one thing and turn up out as something different. And that is really our relationship with great mystery as we interact with these timings, with the sacredness and the patterning of life. We bring our intention to it. So this is why we say we inform the mysteries as much as they inform us. And having a conscious relationship with these times gives us the power and the ability to connect with these possibilities. So on August 23rd, the moon is going to pass by Jupiter and then Venus, and this will activate Venus passing through the seventh gate. And this is where, in the story of Inanna, she is releasing the distortions that are connected to her root chakra or any places within her that block her from experiencing the full-on aliveness of the root chakra. And this will represent then the place where Inanna will arrive in the underworld, and that, and she actually disappears from the morning sky in September. She's going to be leaving the morning sky around the 17th of September. She may actually disappear for some people sooner than that. Again, that depends on your horizon line and where you're located. But so anyway, this will be the last time we see Venus and the moon together in the morning sky. So if you get a chance and you're up early, and luckily the days are growing a little bit longer, so you don't have to be up as early as you might have had to be in June or July to be able to see this. And it's a great way to tune in and connect with and do any healing around the root chakra that you have, doing practices that are really supportive of that. And if you're a person who has an 8 birthday, meaning that you're going to turn 8, 16, 24, 32, 40, 48, 56, 64, 72, 80, or 88 between January 17th of 2014 and August 21st of 2015, then this is very personal for you. This is your, this is a highly recommended that you work with this consciously, and you, do ceremony and connect. And, you know, this is the thing that we're doing with the Venus cycle class, the Morning Star Venus class, the Circle of Grandmothers. And so if you're in one of those times and you have not joined that class, highly recommended that you do. You can still join in if you like and catch up with us, or you can just join us for the Evening Star class that will be happening in December, and I'll share more about that as we get closer to that time. So now on August 24th, the moon is going to go void, of course, at 1:26 a.m. Pacific time, and it's going to stay that way until 2:33 a.m. on August 25th. So it's a little more than 24 hours that it is void, of course. So this is very powerful, and I don't really look at the void, of course, times that much, because it's going void, of course, every couple of days. So it's and basically what it means is that the moon is no longer in aspect to another planet before it's entering the new sign. And so this is kind of like a time when people have noticed that perhaps things can feel a little disconnected. They can feel like they're without direction, that if things are started at that particular time, they may not go as well. But it is a great time for doing deeper inner reflective work and, you know, and tuning in and maybe completing things and that sort of thing. So the reason I brought this in is that because it is such a long time that the moon is void, of course, and it is helpful to sometimes be aware of that, that timing, if it's something that speaks to you. I don't usually find that I'm affected by the void, of course, moon. That's probably another reason why I don't share a lot about it. I did many years ago put a lot of information in about it because I was working with it to see if I could notice anything, and I didn't. So then I stopped doing that. But that's the opportunity, you know, on this day, is to just notice what happens for you. Is it really, is this something that you're feeling? Is it activating you? Are you feeling a little disconnected or without direction? Something to note. Or do you feel like you know, if you have a deep inner practice, is that it is magnified? And if you do notice something, let me know, because I'd love to hear about that. All right, so then the moon is going to pass by Regulus as it approaches the new moon, so we won't see it, of course, because the sun is there. But the Virgo new moon is happening on August 25th. And so a great time to be planting seeds and to be working with the patterns and noticing, you know, what is it that you're wanting to bring forth that is part of your sacred work at this time. It's a really great way to tune into that. Mars is going to pass 3.5 degrees south-southwest of Saturn. On this day, it'll happen during the day, but will be visible just beyond Saturn in the evening sky. And, you know, this is a great time. It's happening in Scorpio, right around 18 degrees Scorpio. So if you have planets, angles, or nodes within a few degrees before or after that, then this is going to be very personal and activating for you. And if we think about Mars really journeying to discover more about how to engage conscious equal partnership, and here in the new moon, you know, to really create a sacred relationship with a beloved and or with others. It could be anybody, or it could be many people. It could be a community. It could be many different ways. But how do we create that place or that way of experiencing relationship that is also juicy and alive, and it's not like, you know, limited and restricted to the point that it just feels like it's work rather than a lot of fun. So, you know, a great time to be thinking about your how you are engaging in relationship and taking responsibility for changing relationships if they're not, because Saturn, of course, is all about the structure and how that's working. And then the next day, Venus will square Saturn. So we have Venus and Mars also in a kind of a close square to one another. And when we're looking at the archetype of Leo to Scorpio, so whether we're talking about Venus in Leo and Saturn in Scorpio or Mars in Scorpio, what we're looking at is the dynamic between those two archetypes. And, you know, if we think about relationships, when they're really healthy and they're really vibrant and alive and juicy, two people can accomplish much more than one person can on their own. So the idea of relating, and, you know, it's like perhaps you have certain skills and your partner has certain skills, and that together, when you bring those skills together, there's so much more that can be accomplished. And I think that's something that can sometimes be forgotten in our sacred relationships, and or has been in the past. And this is a time when we can really look at how can we bring more of that into our relationships to appreciate the skills and abilities of those we're partnering with, whether that's in a beloved relationship or a work relationship or a friend relationship, a community relationship, whatever that might be. So that's the opportunity that's being offered with that Mars with Saturn, Venus, Mars with Saturn, Venus with Saturn, Mars and Venus also kind of in, you know, how do we love ourselves and how do we find the connection to our passion and be able to bring that into a conscious equal partnership. And what will happen on the next day, August 27th, is the moon will enter Libra, which of course will emphasize the thing about conscious equal partnership that we just talked about. So it's kind of interesting how that's all working. And on that day also, the Venus will be exactly square Mars. And we could say archetypally, this is the encounter of the queen archetype with the sorcerer archetype. So the sorcerer, who has command of the life force energy and is able to run life force, not needing to have power over others. Ideally, when this is healthy, that Scorpio knows there's an infinite source it connect to. Sorcerers connect to that infinite source. Now, of course, the shadow of it is, well, I don't think there's enough, so I'm going to try to get your energy. And then we have the energy vampire situation that can happen. But that's the shadow of Scorpio. So the question to be with, I guess, in the way that you can tune into this is to imagine or feel into and sense into, are you running your own energy? Are you connected to source? Are you able to get to that life force within yourself and not necessarily needing others to help you have that experience? For some reason, I'm having this imagery of the Mayan, the movie about the Mayans and their sacrifices. I think it was can't remember who made that movie, Apocalypse or Apocalyptic or something. Anyway, and how they were doing just hundreds and hundreds of sacrifices, because when a person dies, they release their life force. And so the priests and the elite were feeding off of this energy, and it was not enough. It was like they just couldn't do them fast enough, you know? And just so thousands and thousands of people dying every day. You know, just in a constant stream. And of course, that couldn't be sustained. So that's not the way, that's not necessary. We can have that connection to infinite life force energy within ourselves when we connect to the source that's there for us always, and we don't have to get it outside of ourselves. And that's the point here. So as we get towards the end of the month, August 29th, the sun is going to be opposite Neptune, and when that happens, whenever the sun is opposite a outer planet, it is always, always, always retrograde. The only time that's not true, there's no time that's not true. The only time the sun is not opposite a planet when it's retrograde is when it's Venus or Mercury, because they can never be opposite the Sun. They have to stay closer to the Sun. So their retrograde time is when they're conjunct the Sun. But they also have a time when they're conjunct the Sun when they're not retrograde. But all the outer planets from Mars out will be opposite the Sun during their retrograde time. And it seemingly marks that midpoint of the retrograde cycle. So again, for those who have planets, angles, or nodes between 4.5 and 7.5 degrees of Pisces, Gemini, Virgo, or Sagittarius, you're in a personal Neptune cycle, and this is going to be significant for you because it's marking that halfway point, and it's a great time for staying tuned into, it's like a full moon point for the Neptune journey, and staying tuned into what it is that you're experiencing in a deeper way within yourself, around what your inner knowing is, what that inner process is for you. And then as we get to the end of the month, the moon will go into Scorpio and pass by Vesta and occult Saturn one more time. Now, these moon occultations over Saturn, this will be the 9th time, and there's 2 in this month of August. Very powerful, because it is accelerating this whole intention of Saturn in Scorpio and how we create new ways of being connected to Source and sourcing our ecstasy and our experiences of bliss. So that we're not dependent on external resources for that to happen. You know, a lot of times people are maybe driven to drink or alcohol and take drugs or, have certain kinds of addictions because they're trying to get that ecstatic experience, but they're seeking it from outside of themselves. So the moon occultation over Saturn really encourages us to go deeper within and to get that connection within ourselves, where we can learn how to energize that life force energy through breathing practices, you know, tantric practices, through ways of paying attention and listening to that deep inner place, and then taking on these new practices and new ways of doing things, not that they're new, they're old, but new, maybe new to us, and experimenting with what works and what helps us to feel most energized, most alive, most sexually activated. And the sexual energy is life force energy. So it's to feel that aliveness within ourselves and find healthy expressions for it, because it is also our creative energy. And this is a fabulous way to end the month of August 2014.